Six Batches by Anonymous. Read by Daisy Diversion. The rating for this work is general audience and no archive warnings apply. The fandom is she loves to cook and she loves to eat. Relationship Kasuga / Nomoto. Additional tags for cooking and baking. This is part of the Yuletide 2025 collection. When Nomoto first sees it in the home goods section, she immediately thinks, cute! They already have a muffin pan at home, but it's standard size. The one at the end cap display in front of her is for mini muffins, seemingly sized for one perfect bite. Which is very nice, but also perhaps not space efficient when they already have a perfectly serviceable muffin pan. And Kasuga doesn't have much trouble consuming whatever they make with it in two big bites. Nomoto checks the price tag and size. It's not something she can justify to herself, even with the bigger kitchen of their new place. It's amazing to think she's been living with Kasuga for almost 6 months. In many ways, not much has changed. It's just more convenient to cook together and eat together. And when the washing up is done, instead of a lingering goodbye sometimes, they'll wind down with some television. Or Nomoto will catch up on social media while Kasuga reads on the other side of the couch they bought together. It's no longer surprising to see Kasuga in the morning, still in her pajamas, with her hair uncombed. Of course, Nomoto had slept over before they moved in together, but those first few weeks of living together had added an extra level of giddy emotion to every commonplace intimacy of a shared home. They have their separate spaces and their separate things. But as the months have gone on, what borders that there were have slowly broken down, leaving them instead with organization that makes sense for everyday life. Their books are intermingled on the bookshelf, and Kasuga has been reading through the favorites Nomoto enjoyed enough to keep a copy of. Nomoto doesn't drive, but she's found herself thinking of distances and destinations, both in train stops or walking distance, but also in driving time. The living room windows have Nomoto's curtains, but the pretty blue throw blanket on the couch is theirs, a housewarming gift from Yako. Nagomo gave them a barosilicate glass pitcher, patterned with lively yellow and white daisies, as a housewarming present, useful for hot or cold drinks, and for pouring hot water from the water boiler down the sink after cleaning the pipes with baking soda and vinegar. Now, when Nomoto does sweeping, she uses Kasuga's dustpan, with a tall handle that means she doesn't have to crouch down to collect the dirt pile. And though the microwave oven is still in perfectly serviceable shape and will probably last a few more years at least, they sometimes discuss better, newer models, what they might want when they eventually replace it. The couch is already an investment in the long term, but each new possibility, refinement, and improvement of their space together makes Nomoto giddy about their future. But that all still means being practical. The fun isn't just filling a space with things, and it's not about the things Nomoto wants just for herself. Instead, the true joy is making those decisions together. In the past, Nomoto has been somewhat impulsive in her acquisitions, which has a degree fueled by imagining sharing their results with Kasuga. And Kasuga certainly hasn't complained about any of that. The gyoza hot plate has a spot in their kitchen and sees fairly regular use. But Nemoto leaves the store without buying the muffin pin. She's sharing her life now and wants to talk to Kasuga about it first. Nemoto doesn't bring up the mini muffin pan that evening. Instead, she continues to ruminate on it. Muffins can be a good breakfast, particularly for on the go. But the standard size pan they already have is better for that than a mini muffin pan. During her lunch break, Nemoto finds herself scrolling on recipe blogs, observing the true purpose of a mini muffin pan. Bite-sized cupcakes. They are just so cute. Regular cupcakes are certainly pretty, but there's something about the perfect single swirl of frosting or garnishments that seem larger in contrast to the small size of the cupcake. And if she made 100 of them, it would still be somewhat reasonable to eat all of them, though perhaps not all in one sitting. Nemoto continues to ponder. The following week, they're at the shopping center together, this time to get a magnetic paper towel holder that will stick on the side of the refrigerator. When they first moved in and sorted through their combined things and made a list of what they would need for their larger shared space, Nemoto had been fairly certain they'd thought of everything. But over time, using the space, little things here and there have popped up. They both agreed that a small corner table to go by the door for a place to put things down, like keys, when they first enter the apartment would be good. There are, of course, wall key hooks, but Nemoto has been using the hooks for her coats. She could put her coat in the hall closet, but it's less convenient, and it's filled with Kasuga's cleaning supplies. Nemoto hadn't realized how thoroughly prepared Kasuga was for keeping their space sparkling. Much like the full-size television and microwave oven and refrigerator, Kasuga has a vacuum equipped for everything from thick rugs to parquet floors, and able to work on a shop vac when needed. For everything it can do, it's probably a small size, but it's certainly larger than anything Nemoto has ever owned. The top shelf of the closet is where they're currently storing Kasuga's outdoor things. One of the surprises of moving in together was learning about each other through their things. Nemoto has gone camping, maybe once or twice on school trips, and the like, but she certainly doesn't have her own camping equipment. They'd never talked about camping, so she was surprised to help Kasuga unpack a box with a tent and a camp stove and other assorted gear. I used to go most weekends in the summer. Kasuga shrugged. I like being in the outdoors, drinking hot chocolate by the campfire, watching a lake or birds in the trees. It's peaceful. Do you go hiking then? Not really. I'll take walks, but for me, it's about being in nature, not getting somewhere particular. We should go this summer. You can show me your favorite places, and we can make campfire meals. I haven't roasted anything on a campfire since I was a kid, Nemoto said, helping to carefully tuck the metal roasting sticks so they can't poke anything in the storage bin Kasuga is using for her camping gear. So the closet is full, and the coats go on the hooks, and now they're finding a small table, or shelves, something to hold keys and purses and umbrellas, possibly hats. They have to walk by the kitchen things, and again, Nemoto spots the mini muffin pan. This time it's on sale. Kazuga walks back to where Nemoto has paused, following her eyeline to the muffin pan. It's very cute, Kazuga says. Nemoto nods. Kazuga is smiling slightly as she continues. How many cupcakes do you want to make with it? Nemoto buries her face in her hands. She can feel the heat of her blush in her cheeks. But she is smiling when she peeks through her fingers to answer Kazuga. 100. Kazuga smiling is still something Nemoto isn't used to. For so long, Kazuga has been so reserved. Perhaps it's that Nemoto has grown to read her better. Or perhaps as Kazuga has grown more comfortable around Nemoto, those expressions have come more easily. Or perhaps Nemoto can hope she's given Kazuga more reasons to smile these days. Let's get it, Kazuga says, picking up the pan. But they're so small, Nemoto objects. They made very cute cupcakes. But would that be enough? I don't want... She trails off, unsure how to bring up the specter of reduced portions. Kazuga's family, all the ways the world has told Kazuga to make herself smaller, to take up less space, to not want more. Nemoto doesn't ever want to be one of those people. I think 100 cupcakes is more than enough, Kazuga says. That's only like 4 batches of cupcakes, Nemoto points out. Next week will be the 6-month anniversary of us moving in together. What if we have a baking day on Saturday and make 6 different batches of cupcakes? And if we don't eat all of them, we can freeze them for later. Nemoto still isn't over having the freezer space that comes with a full-sized fridge. That's a great idea, Kazuga says. Nemoto hurriedly pulls up the most recent cupcake recipe she's been looking at, scrolling through to confirm ingredients. They'll probably want to get some while they're on this shopping trip. Kazuga takes her elbow to help navigate while Nemoto scrolls on her phone. Maybe we look at tables and shelves first, and then we get lunch and talk about recipes. Nemoto looks up from her phone to find they're in the furniture section. Ah, yes, that's a good idea. But maybe we stop in baking again on the way out. I want to see if they have any piping tips. We only have 2, so it might be nice to have a variety for this. Sounds good, Kazuga agrees. They sit on the same side of the table at the restaurant, so they can look at Nemoto's phone together. Kazuga has pulled a notepad out of her bag and is noting down ingredients and recipe names so they can keep track of all they need to get. We should do 1 set of basic chocolate and basic vanilla, classic for a reason, Nemoto opines. But I'm excited to try interesting and unusual flavors too. Do you have a favorite kind of cupcake? Kazuga hums thoughtfully, chewing over a bite of pasta before answering. Chocolate is my favorite. Maybe we can do more than 1 kind of chocolate? This recipe has tomato in the cake base. They say it tastes even more chocolatey. I kind of want to try it and see. Tomato, really? Kazuga strolls through the recipe, frowning before she shrugs and hands the phone back to Nemoto, making a note to buy canned crushed tomatoes. Let's try it. We could do one chocolate with chocolate buttercream frosting and one with cream cheese frosting. That's classic. The tanginess of the cream cheese really elevates the richness of the chocolates. I've had a cupcake like that from a bakery and it was very good. After chocolate and vanilla, what else? This one is tropical flavored. Pineapple and coconut. It uses pineapple in the batter and coconut milk instead of dairy in the frosting. A tropical vacation cake. Kasuga adds canned pineapple and coconut milk to the list. Fruit flavors do seem like they'd be nice in cupcakes. Are there apple cupcakes? I have to drive by an advertisement for the caramel apple donuts every time I do deliveries. Apples are in season. Nemoto taps away at her phone. Yeah, there's a recipe that uses unfiltered apple juice and a whole apple. You can reduce the apple juice with spices until it's like a syrup. And you can make caramel to drizzle on top, too. We could make that. Kasuga adds an apple and unfiltered juice to the list. No, this is interesting. Nemoto taps over to another recipe on the same blog. I would have never thought of bacon cupcakes. Bacon cupcakes. And uses bacon fat in place of butter. And then you top it with cooked bacon as a garnish. There is sugar, but the recipe is also sweetened with maple syrup. Maple bacon. It's like a breakfast cupcake. I want to try it. Does our grocery store carry maple syrup? I've never looked for it before. Kasuga asks. The supermarket by our own place had some. I got it for pancakes, but it took forever to use it all since I had it so rarely. We'll just have to make pancakes after the cupcakes if there's leftovers. There might be leftover bacon, too, after garnishing the cupcakes. You have to cook a whole pack of bacon to get enough grease, but you don't have to use that much bacon to garnish. We could invite Yako and Nagumo over for brunch after our anniversary, Kasuga suggests. Oh, that would be a wonderful weekend. Saturday for us and Sunday for brunch with friends. That's very chic. Nemoto grins happily. Well, let's go and see if we can find some maple syrup. The morning of their 6-month anniversary of moving in together, Nemoto and Kasuga gather all the cupcake ingredients together in the kitchen. They're still in their pajamas as Nemoto blearily sips at a cup of coffee. It's handy that today is a Saturday. You really do have all day for baking. She smiles into the steam wafting off of her cup. Do you want to make breakfast first? The basic chocolate cupcake should only take 30 minutes, Kasuga points out. Are cupcakes a good breakfast? Nemoto considers. We still have some frozen breakfast sausages. Maybe we can fry those up too. It'd be a good breakfast. And we could add some apple slices. I think we have enough for that. We're saving the extra bacon for tomorrow night, right? Yes, Nagumo and Yako are both free and planning to come over for brunch, so we should definitely save the bacon. They sort the ingredients for the various cupcakes into a reasonable cooking order and start assembling the batter. Kasuga whisks the dry ingredients while Nemoto combines the cocoa powder and chopped baker's chocolate with hot water. While the chocolate is melting, she starts creaming the butter and sugar together. Kasuga carefully separates the colorful mini cupcake liners, preparing the cupcake tins. When the 5-minute wait time on the chocolate is done, Nemoto whisks the melted chocolate to a smooth, glossy consistency, then adds the melted chocolate to the butter and sugar. Kasuga helps crack the eggs while Nemoto mixes them into the butter, sugar, and chocolate, along with the additional oil, vanilla extract, and yogurt. They add the dry ingredients and the batter quickly comes together. The filled cupcake tins go in the oven, and they start the cream cheese frosting. With the timer ticking down, Kasuga fills the piping bag, while Nemoto starts frying the sausages. "We should probably turn the oven off while we eat. Perhaps we should have prepared a second batch of cupcakes to bake during breakfast," Nemoto sighs. "We have all day. There's no rush." Kasuga turns off the oven, having checked the cupcakes for doneness with the toothpick. Kasuga sets the timer for the cupcakes to cool and brings plates over for the sausages. With the sausages and apple slices plated, accompanying tea steeped and table set, Kasuga holds out the prepped piping bag. "Do you want to do the honors?" Nemoto can't contain her smile as she pipes her first swirl of white frosting over the glossy, dark top of the cupcake. It takes her a cupcake or two before it comes out perfect, but after that, she consistently gets the artful swirl of the right shape and ratio. They each select their cupcake from the first batch of the day and sit down for breakfast. With the wrapper removed, Kasuga eats her first cupcake in a single bite. Nemoto watches with a contented smile as Kasuga chews appreciatively, eyes closed to savor it. Nemoto goes for a more reserved bite of cupcake. "The chocolate is so rich, but that goes so well with the tang of cream cheese," says Nemoto. "And it goes well with the sausages," Kasuga says. They each contemplatively take another bite before trading smiles over their breakfast spread. Once their plates are cleared and table wiped down, they return to the prepared ingredients. "What next, do you think? Maybe the vanilla? Starting basic and then moving more complicated?" Nemoto asks. Kasuga frowns. "I like that idea, but both the bacon and sliced apple juice need to be made in advance and cooled. So maybe we start with those ingredients, and then the batter for the vanilla while they cook." "Very smart." Soon, they have a pot of unfiltered cloudy apple juice spiced with cinnamon, nutmeg, anise, and cloves, reduced on the stove, and a sheet pan of bacon cooking in the oven. This time, Nemoto takes on whisking the dry ingredients while Kasuga heats the milk and butter together. Nemoto beats eggs, adding in sugar, until the mixture is white, fluffy, and voluminous. Kasuga helps by shaking in the dried ingredients while Nemoto continues mixing. They then temper the milk and butter with ladles of egg batter, creating a smooth, foamy mixture. Once that mixture poured back into the main batter, it's a matter of moments before it's ready to be ladled into the cupcake tin. Kasuga extracts the bacon sheet from the oven and pours off the bacon grease into a bowl to cool, while Nemoto reduces the heat on the oven. Kasuga drizzles the bacon with maple syrup, and it goes back in the oven. With the temperature correct for the cupcakes, the vanilla batch goes in. "The apple juice definitely takes a while,
I'm glad we started it early. Nemoto gives it a quick stir before replacing the pot lid. With 30 minutes of baking time on the cupcakes, they turn to their next batch.
Maybe the chocolate with tomato next, Kasuga suggests.
That sounds good. The mouth-watering scents of cooking bacon, bubbling apple juice, and baking cupcakes fill the kitchen as they combine the ingredients for the tomato and chocolate cupcakes. With two mini cupcake pans, they can rotate in and out of the oven, with one pan always cooking. The first set of chocolate cupcakes go into the refrigerator. Nemoto is glad they cleared space in advance for their baking day, because even with a tiered tray, now that the cupcakes are actually there, it seems that they have run out of space. The maple glazed bacon goes into a container in the refrigerator as well, set aside for later garnishing and future brunch. Nemoto pipes half of the vanilla cupcakes, and Kasuga eats several as they work. The apple juice darkens as it reduces to a thick syrup, and Kasuga spends its last few minutes stirring consistently so that it doesn't burn. They decant the apple syrup to a bowl and add it to the top shelf of the fridge, next to the waiting bacon grease. One downside of continuous batches of cupcakes is continuously washing dishes. The apple syrup pot gets filled with hot water to soak and set aside, but the mixing bowls need to be washed between each batch. Nemoto helps dry while Kasuga washes them, a comfortable companionship she's grown used to over their time living together. They used to wash up together when they lived as neighbors. Kasuga's expression of appreciation and support for all of Nemoto's cooking. But there's something about cooking jointly and washing jointly in their shared apartment that makes it all the sweeter. They still do things for each other, working separately in different ways that contribute to the shared life they're building. But now they also work together. The tomato cupcakes come out of the oven and onto the cooling rack, and the pineapple cupcakes go in. Nemoto opens the can of coconut milk and adds it to the whipped butter. When Kasuga shakes in the powdered sugar, while Nemoto continues mixing into the frosting, comes together, thick and soft.
Just the apple and maple bacon left, Nemoto observes.
Looking at her watch, she's surprised to see how late it's gotten.
I guess we really did just snack on cupcakes for lunch.
We have salad. Maybe after this batch, we can take a break and have a light lunch.
There's leftover soup that will go nicely with the green salad.
They tidy up the kitchen, rinsing pineapple and tomato cans so they can go into the recycling. The unused cocoa powder and coconut sugar go back with the regular baking supplies. With the counter wiped down, the mixing bowls watched, they break for lunch with their fourth batch of cupcakes out to cool. The pineapple cupcakes with their chocolate frosting are the last of the bunch. After conferring with Kasuga, Nemoto bags up half of the pineapple cupcakes to freeze. The tray in the fridge is getting rather full. The unpiped half of vanilla cupcakes and some of the unfrosted chocolate tomato cupcakes also go in the freezer, next to the extra chocolate, vanilla, and coconut frostings. Each a palm-sized bundle in saran wrap, ready for future thawing and piping.
Just two batches for the afternoon, Nemoto observes.
I've been having so much fun, I forgot to take pictures earlier. I'll have to make sure to get some shots of the next two batches to post. Kasuga nods seriously. Yako will want to see them. And so they embark on their afternoon baking. After the morning's batches, their timing is getting faster. Even with variations in the recipes, enough is the same with whisking dry ingredients, mixing wet and dry together, or beating powdered sugar into butter. They toss chopped apples in flour and fold them into batter, and add the thick, sticky syrup of the reduced juice to the buttercream of the apple cupcakes. Nemoto swipes a drip of syrup from her fingers and frowns.
That's very intense with all the spices. I hope it's not too strong.
Kasuga finishes with beating the buttercream and detaches the beaters from the hand mixer, offering one to Nemoto. Nemoto taps the beater against the bowl to try and get the excess frosting off. Kasuga doesn't bother tapping her own and goes straight to licking the buttercream frosting off the metal curves. After a moment, she pronounces her assessment.
Delicious.
Nemoto gives her beater a tentative lick and finds that the intensity of the cinnamon is tempered by the flavor of the apple, and the sweet richness of the butter and sugar is something she's somewhat tempted to just eat directly out of the bowl, rather than having to wait to pipe the cupcakes. Kasuga continues to diligently lick at all corners of the beater, and Nemoto finds herself blushing slightly at the sight. She offers her own half-cleaned beater to Kasuga.
I want to save some room for later. Do you want the rest of mine?
Kasuga happily takes it from her.
They complete their final batch and proceed with tidying and wiping down the counters. When everything's finally photo-ready, the weekend afternoon sunlight is insufficient for Nemoto's photography purposes. The overhead light isn't quite right either, so Kasuga uses her phone light to get Nemoto's gathering of cupcakes lit just the way she wants. It's a post-worthy photo, captured and shared. Nemoto snags her final cupcake for the day from her neatly laid out plate. The crunch of the maple sticky bacon is a lovely textural complement to the smooth richness of the cupcake.
What a good mix of savory and sweet, she says.
Maybe we should put bits of bacon in them next time, like with the apple, Kasuga suggests. Nemoto's eyes widen at the thought and she nods vigorously. She pulls out recipe cards to fill out the details of each recipe, as they've all been worth repeating, and she makes a note of the bacon bit suggestion in pencil for future attempts. Prior to moving in together, Nemoto had simply used online recipes and kept occasional notes on a memo on her phone with adjustments here and there to tweak things to Kasuga's liking once she had started cooking for Kasuga regularly. Kasuga, easy to please with food, but Nemoto likes making food Kasuga would appreciate at a basic level. Be even more tailored to her taste. Now she has a small stack of recipe cards. Each one is something Nemoto has made since they moved in together. Some are standard old favorite recipes, and some are new experiences. Each card is filled in after the meal meets, with Kasuga's approval, and annotated with suggestions for future improvements, if applicable. Some future improvements are now underlined in pen or further adjusted. It's not a big pile yet, but each one is a happy memory,
and Nemoto looks forward to adding many more.
I can't believe we really spent all day baking cupcakes, Nemoto laughs. I honestly don't have much energy for any more cooking, but I think I want something other than cupcakes for dinner.
Each kind of cupcake and some ramen. We still have more greens from the salad. We could wilt those, Kasuga suggests.
And add an egg, of course, Nemoto smiles at her. Not the healthiest, but that sounds really comforting and just about right for the amount of cooking energy I have left. But I might pass on more cupcakes myself.
Maybe we can share some of the cupcakes with Yako and Nagumo at brunch tomorrow.
I wonder which ones they'll like best. Did you have a favorite?
Nemoto flips through the recipe cards again, ready to make notes. The maple bacon. Kasuga's answer is decisive. Nemoto adds a little star to the upper right corner of the card before returning the whole stack to its place above the refrigerator.
What about you?
Kasuga asks. Nemoto considers for a moment.
The spiced apple, she decides. Though really, it's hard to go wrong, but the best part, I think, is doing it together.
Kasuga nods with a smile, reaching out to enclose Nemoto's hand with her own and giving it a gentle squeeze. With the two of them in their tidy kitchen, it could be any day for the past 6 months. One small moment comfort, and ordinary as any other. Nemoto squeezes Kasuga's hand back, imagining this moment again in 6 months or 6 years together. The air still smells sweet. The refrigerator starts its background hum. Kasuga's hand is warm in her own. When Nemoto first awkwardly knocked on her neighbor's door, having stress-cooked too much food, she couldn't have pictured this. Now, she imagines sharing food with each other or their friends in their home they've built together, and it's as easy and wonderful to picture as Kasuga's fingers entangled with her own.
Author's notes. Thanks to Redacted for Beta.